Good morning. It's July 16th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is Summer Fruit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against these there is no law. Galatians 5:22. We had a pastor who used to exclaim that, quote, but, unquote, was his favorite word in Scripture over the giggles of the preteens and the looks askance of the visitors. When you see a but in the Bible, it's the author begging you to read the previous verse. Doing so helps you avoid the worst scriptural sin of Bible-believing Christians, taking a verse out of context. In this case, the previous two verses give examples of the works of the flesh, which clearly contrasts with the following fruits of the Spirit. So big deal, right? First is the list of do-nots, and that is followed by the list of do's. Seems simple enough, except that's wrong, and not what Paul is saying at all. Go back one more verse. Galatians 5:19 starts with another but. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. So, now what is he saying? Something about the law? Well, we have another but, right? So go back to verse 16 through 18. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. The fruits of the Spirit are well known, and appear on memes and posters all over the place. In fact, they are posted over the inside of the door to my office at work. They are so omnipresent that they start to take on the feel of the Nine Commandments for appropriate Christian behavior. But Paul's entire point is that those in Christ who have accepted his gracious gift of forgiveness are no longer under the law. That means specifically that the nine spiritual fruits are not a list of rules to try and follow in our own effort, because we know that we will fail, as we always have. In fact, we will exhibit the behaviors he calls the works of the flesh. That is the sinful nature of man that reigns in non-believers, an inability to resist doing the works of the flesh, whether they be sexual immorality, addiction, idolatry, hatred, jealousies, selfish ambition, envy, murder, or any of those listed in verses 19 through 21. Paul is telling us, just as Christ did when he said the world would know his followers by their love, that if we would only allow the indwelling Holy Spirit to work through us, the fruits of the Spirit are exhibited naturally. These are not a list of do's any more than the previous verses are a list of don'ts. Believers have crucified their old nature with Christ, and it is no longer they that live, but Christ in them. Galatians 2:20. Before we were born, we were slaves to sin. Now we have a choice. If we choose not to submit to the Spirit, then we will look to the world exactly like everyone else. That's how Christians get labeled as hypocrites. These are not fruits of your own handiwork. These are not things you get credit for through superior effort. These are the qualities exhibited by your new character, because now you abide in Christ and he in you. John 15:4. Since these are not rules or laws to live by, there's a better way to think of them. Use the fruits of the Spirit as a barometer, because believe me, the people around you will. If you find yourself not being gentle or kind, not feeling at peace, then you're not letting the Spirit do his thing. In short, you are no longer abiding in Christ. Rather than making a New Year's type resolution that you will try to do better on these fruit things, immerse yourself in Scripture, prayer, quiet time, and get back on track. When you note your own barometer falling, your friends have noted it too. God wants us in community. Go to a good friend with what's happening in your life and get their insight as well. Have them pray for you. It's easy to have your barometer fall at this writing, with the pandemic, social unrest, and political tension. When your ears pop due to the falling pressure, maybe go read the book of Galatians and open the door to the Spirit again. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Keep us self-aware enough to realize when we are blocking your Holy Spirit. We want the people around us to see the fruits of the Spirit and yearn to have them as well. Then they're receptive to the good news. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.